If you're gonna let me down gently. Don't pretend that you don't want me. Our love ain't water under the bridge. If you're gonna let me down gently. Don't pretend that you don't want me.
The Fertility Nature Report here. Welcome back to the Electric 98.3, the Great Pyramid. That was Water Under the Bridge by Adele. Man, has this been a hot few moons. We advise you to stay cool, because it has been a whopping 113 degrees Fahrenheit. This is the hottest it's ever been. Wear linen to keep cool and make sure to stay hydrated. The Nile altogether is a life source that has sustained Egypt through our great kingdom's history. Starting now, we will be receiving calls to whoever can answer the following question. Why has farming reached an all-time high? The first caller who gets it right will be receiving a free supply of papyrus for a whole year.
Beep.
Caller, you're on the air. Tell us your name and your answer to the question.
Hi, my name is Hop here, and the reason why farming has reached an all-time high is because the Nile's floods can be predicted now.
Correct. Congratulations, Hob. You got yourself a free supply of papyrus for a year. Yes, farmers are able to predict the Nile's floods now. Next, the Nile's cataracts and deserts protect Egypt as a barrier from invaders. When is this especially helpful? Start calling to see if you can answer right. We have our second caller on air. Off to you.
I'm Akima, and I think it helps when robbers come to steal the treasures of the Pharaoh's tomb.
I'm sorry, but that's not the right answer. Next call.
I'm Han. It helps when armies are coming.
Yes, that's correct. When we get big armies knocking on our doors looking for a fight, our deserts help us. Lastly, with the high surplus in resources such as papyrus we use to make rope, paper, and clothes, we are able to trade more and have job specialization. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon with Namiqua. But first, here's I Will Survive, originally by Gloria Gaynor, but covered by Cake.
To break me with desire, did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down?
It's Namiqua here on Electric 98.3, The Great Pyramid. That was Cake's cover of I Will Survive. Get ready to explore the latest news in Egypt. Just this week, Pharaoh Narmer made a reunion between Upper and Lower Egypt and has finished structuring the royal dynasties. Ever since the two regions were separate, it seemed as if we've been almost two separate countries. May the gods bless Narmer. Some predict that this may improve Egypt for good. We've already seen a high income in trading, and there's been more job specialization, so citizens could get well paid for their hard work. Earlier today, a social pyramid has been created to organize the kingdom's people and different social classes. So far, it goes as, first, pharaoh, government officials, soldiers, scribes, merchants, craftsmen, farmers, and peasants, and last, slaves. Now, on to discoveries. In religion, Egyptians have found the system of mummification, a way to safely pass from our world to the afterlife. Also, there's word about new ways healers and embalmers are learning to heal the sick, with a thing called medicine. Finally, a new writing system has been introduced called hieroglyphics, a way of writing where symbols are used to make sounds.
Hey guys, this is Bob Robertson coming live from Electric 98.3's The Great Pyramid, and that was Walk Like an Egyptian by The Bangles. And referring to Egyptians, our Egyptian soldiers are conquering lesser civilizations. They're being crushed under our feet. Yes, as farmland is being added, there is now a canal to the Red Sea. This will extend our golden age. We shall live in prosperity forever. Say bye-bye to those other civilizations.
Protecting me, I worship all that you see.
Aziza here, we're back on Electric 98.3, The Great Pyramid.
And that was Kings by Years and Years. Regarding Kings, we have a special guest in the studio today, Ramses II. So Ramses, how long have you been ruling?
66 years.
Wow, that's a long time. How is it being the pharaoh and all?
Truthfully, it gives me a big head. I have, after all, been ruling longer than any other pharaoh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is it true that you have 70 wives? Personally, I think that's unfair.
Hey, at least they have rights.
Okay. Sure. How about all those temples you built? What motivated you?
The gods are all powerful, and I don't want to smoke by them, so yeah.
Great, you can sure count on all of this.
Yes, you can.
Here's Count On Me by Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Electric 98.3, The Great Pyramid, with the random fact of the day brought to you by Mr. Capstone. Remember, to be presented to Osiris, make sure that you are mummified. Mummification is to make sure that your car, your body, stays whole so that your body, your soul, can find it and reunite with it in the afterlife. Here is breaking news by Michael Jackson. Hey guys, this is Electric 98.3, The Great Pyramid. The song that I was playing was Breaking News by Michael Jackson. And like the song says, we have some breaking news. Breaking news! Kush has decided that they are powerful enough to challenge Egypt. Kush has invaded Egypt and is currently ruling. Hold on. Oh no! Assyria has invaded Egypt and defeated Kush. It looks like Assyria still has a grudge on the Kushites for murdering their king. We are on the other side of the war in Meroe, the capital of Kush, model on Egypt. Speaking of being on the other side, here is Hello by Adele.